Welcome to the ITAD Talk Podcast with your host, Jeff Bittner.
This is Jeff Bittner with ITAD Talk, and this morning's guest is Chris York. And Chris York is the VP of Business Development for Evterra Recycling. Chris has over 11 years of experience in the electronics recycling industry. Prior to joining Evterra Recycling, Chris worked with URT, Sims, and most recently, MRM. So, Chris, I'd like to welcome you to ITAD Talk this morning.
Thank you, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
So, can you tell us a little bit about what you did at URT and Sims? Were you in procurement or operations or sales or?
Yeah. So I was focused more on the sales/business development side, where I focused mainly on the EPR, Extended Producer Responsibility legislation in the 25 states in the U.S. I was responsible for setting up collection infrastructure for manufacturers to reach their target goals of collective electronics.
So were you kind of working with ISRI during that time, or perhaps Billy Johnson that does some of the legislation for the recycling industry?
I wasn't necessarily working on legislation itself with Billy or Walter or any of the guys that were involved in that. I mainly just stayed on the collection side, going out after the material once the legislation was set in place.
Got it. Okay. So how did Evterra come about, and what does Evterra primarily do?
Yeah, so Evterra is a electronics recycling company focused on low to mid-grade material. Evterra came about through our parent company, which is Ignio Technologies. Ignio Technologies was born from from two companies, a company called MCC, or Metallica Commodities Corporation, and a company in France called We Metallica. MCC purchased We Metallica prior to it being called We Metallica. And what they've done is brought We Metallica underneath a new umbrella. So the Ignio Technologies umbrella, which Ignio Technologies is focused on precious metal recovery. So the operation that's currently in France is a pyrolysis process designed to recover precious metals from electronics. So it's the only smelting operation dedicated 100% to electronics. And so in order to create the feedstocks needed for that process, Evterra was born. So Evterra is a wholly owned subsidiary of Ignio Technologies, and we're 100% focused on recycling of low to mid-grade electronics.
Okay. So with their smelter in France, have you had a chance to go to France and see it?
I have not seen it firsthand. I've seen pictures. I've had a walking tour of it via video, but I have not had the opportunity to go there. It's from what I can see in the pictures and video, it's pretty impressive sight.
Nice. So another question, explain Evterra's process and how it works and how it varies from your competitors.
Yeah. So, at Evterra, we keep it pretty simple and straightforward, right? So we're bringing material in, we're removing hazards, and then we're putting it through our shred and sort system. And so we're sorting out ferrous from non-ferrous, plastics from precious metals. So we're creating different recipes. And so obviously, the ferrous materials like your steel are going to your local scrap yards. Same with aluminum that's coming from the process. Where the difference from our competitors comes into play is the precious metal containing material. So instead of using third parties to get direct to other large smelters in Japan, Korea, Europe, we're actually our own smelting operation. So we don't have to work with any brokers or intermediaries to find a home for this material. We are the home for it. So that gives us a competitive advantage because we don't have to work through anybody else.
Okay. And so what kind of materials do you focus on then?
Yeah, so that's a good question. So we focus on, as I mentioned earlier, low to mid-grade material. So what is low to mid-grade material? Well, low-grade material would be your traditional consumer electronics that you have in your house, right? Your TVs, your stereo systems, your blenders, your coffee makers. That's that low-grade material we focus on. So we're in discussions with municipalities, nonprofits, things of that nature that are constantly collecting consumer-style material. Mid-grade material, you're talking about your computers, your cable boxes, printers, you know, things of that nature that have a little less plastic and a little more precious metals in it. You know, so that's the material types we're focused on. So we're focused probably 95% on end-of-life recycling of that type of material.
So a quick question, as far as like the last few months, when it comes to corporate clientele, what have you noticed? We kind of had the virus kind of pop back up again. And so were things going along normally, or did it kind of choke back a little bit?
No, you know, we've only been in operation since June 1. So for us, we haven't been as affected by the pandemic as a lot of the other recyclers were when it, you know, back in 2020. So we had a fairly successful 2021 from a volume standpoint. So we basically started this operation from the ground up, and we've been able to generate some good volume during the pandemic.
Okay, and where's your current site?
So currently we have our site in Atlanta, Georgia, or just south of Atlanta in Forest Park, Georgia. We're talking about almost 80,000 square foot with a shred and sort system. And currently we've been recommended for the R2 version 3 certification, with our certificate coming any day now.
That's great. I know you and I were talking about this yesterday, but we also just went through that, and we were really happy to not have any non-conforming. So there was nothing that we had to fix, and we're also awaiting our certificate for the R2 V3. So that's definitely an accomplishment. It's a huge amount of work, and you have to get your whole team on board, and they have to kind of be continually thinking about it. It's not something that you can just kind of to clean up and do once a year. It's kind of a whole way of doing business.
No, absolutely. I mean, they've definitely changed some things up with this new version, and made you as the recycler a lot more accountable for doing your due diligence on everything.
So I was going to ask you about what your future expansion plans are.
So currently we're expanding to the West Coast. We're in the process of setting up a site in Henderson, Nevada, just south of Las Vegas. And what we're doing is basically every facility is going to be a carbon copy. So the Las Vegas facility will be a carbon copy of what's going on in Atlanta. So it'll be a similar size facility, very same equipment, same processing capabilities. And so we should have our Vegas location up and running by May 1st of this year, followed by our our facility in the Midwest, in the Chicago area. We're anticipating that coming online around August of this year, followed by a location in Texas, more South Texas in San Antonio, which should come online Q4 of this year, possibly Q1 of 2023.
Don't forget to subscribe and like the show on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you listen.